Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again today for your Word. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, whom you said would teach us and guide us into all truth. And I pray that today you would allow us to hear your voice, to be able to learn about you, God, to learn about your Son Jesus and your divine plan for saving us from our sins. We give you thanks today that we can know that you are present with us and that you want to guide us into all truth. And we give you thanks for doing this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Haman's Complaint Before Ahasuerus. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 3, and verse 8. Haman was promoted by King Ahasuerus, and people within the kingdom were commanded to honor him because of his position. However, Mordecai, who was Esther's older cousin and responsible for raising her, would not bow to Haman. Mordecai would worship no one other than God, and regardless of the consequences, Mordecai would not bow to Haman. This behavior infuriated Haman, and because Mordecai would not submit, Haman vowed not only to destroy Mordecai, but also his people, the Jews. In chapter 3 and verse 8 of the book of Esther, we see Haman going before the king with his complaint. We read, "And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them." The verse begins, "And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, There's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom." At this point, the wrath of Haman is being demonstrated before King Ahasuerus. Rather than simply stew over his anger, Haman employs action. And the first place he must go is before the kingdom authority, who may give a command to remove the rebellion. Notice, too, that Haman told the king that these people were scattered abroad and dispersed, not only in the locale of the king, but among the people in all the provinces. Haman desired to make his ploy empire-wide. The verse goes on to say, "And their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws." Haman's first desire was to show the widespread nature of these people, and now he reports why these far-reaching people are a threat to the king. First, he addresses the nature of the people's law. They are diverse from all people. Secondly, he accused the Jews that they neither keep the king's laws. Let us take note of how one man, Mordecai, led to all these words from Haman before the king. Finally, our verse concludes, "Therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them." In other words, these people are such a threat to the king's authority that King Ahasuerus should suffer them or allow them to rest. Haman basically said, since this rebellion was occurring throughout the kingdom, the king should not agree with them. Let them rest or even be, If we try, we might be able to imagine how animated Haman told this story. Haman is like Satan before the throne of God. He is constantly complaining about those who love the Lord and worship him alone. We read in the book of Revelation in chapter 12 and verse 10, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." If, like the Jews in Mordecai's day, we are accused of worshiping God rather than man, so be it. We will not regret it eternally. But the question of the day may be, do we worship God in such a manner that Satan would complain about us at all? It is certain, according to the scripture, that the accuser of our brethren is cast down. But if we were examined, Do we have ample displays of affection toward God of which he might accuse us? Let it be our resolve to live in such a manner that he would desire to eliminate us because we are worshipers of the Almighty God in his Son, Jesus Christ. Next time, we will hear more about Haman's desire before King Ahasuerus that the Jews be destroyed. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.